ready for the interview. And if you get a cue live on a laptop, watch what I'm gonna do. Welcome to the show, let them know we got a point of view. Hey, yo, let's have a combo. Say what you feel, be real, that's the motto. Real talk, pronto, Dr. D, PhD, hit an intro. Hold up, wait, gotta be social. Network global, a home for the locals. Gotta be social, network global, a home for the locals.
Welcome, everyone, back to Dr. D's Social Network Podcast. First off, I'm just so grateful that anyone listens to the podcast, and hopefully it takes something away from it, especially in these Feelings for Five episodes. It's really just my thoughts on something under 5 minutes that I'm feeling that I need to get off my chest. And today's episode is called We Have to Talk About It. And I feel like this is a theme in my life in the past couple years, and maybe it's really the purpose of this podcast, is we have to talk about things that are uncomfortable. It's hard to talk about things that aren't comfortable or may feel taboo, whether it's from things like sex, drug use, you name it. I've talked about it on my podcast. Just different things, discussing marital issues, whatever it may be, concept of marriage, dating, advice, psychology, it doesn't matter. We have to talk about it. We have to talk about the things that maybe we've been told that we shouldn't discuss. You know, things like money. Why do we have such an uncomfortable feeling in discussing what another person makes? Is it that if someone makes more money than you, you feel like that person is better than you, or that because they have more than you, that their life is better? I'm here to tell you that doesn't mean that. I think so much what you're being told is really not what you think it is. There's always a layer underneath the layer. And it's your job as a human to explore that. We have to talk about it. You know, I have an upcoming episode on another podcast that I'm on, The Curious Girl Diaries with Layla, who is the host of that. And I was on this morning and we were talking about this subject of talking about things that are taboo, especially like sex. I think it's really important, whether you're in a relationship or not, to talk about sex and to be open about it. And there may be things that you talk about that you would never do and a sexual relationship or as part of a relationship, but it's good to know about it. And the reality of it is, how can you judge something or make a determination or have an opinion about something if you know absolutely nothing about it? And unfortunately, that's what's happening a lot in our society, as people are forming opinions that are extremely baseless without knowing any of the factual information related to it. I told Layla in the podcast, and this is kind of a little snippet from it. It's like, if you're from Virginia and you have very strong opinions about California, maybe you think that it's too democratic, too liberal, and you just don't like the vibe of the area. But now let's think, have you ever been to California? Known anybody from California? Have you spent enough time there to really get a sense and a feel for the entire state? I can tell you, I've spent a lot of time in California. It's very different, actually, than what you think it is. But how can you form an opinion about a place if you've never been there? You've never talked to any of the people there. But in your mind, you're saying, see, those people are like this. Look at what the news is saying about this. And you could take that to anything. Maybe people in California fear that way about people in Mississippi, Alabama. How can you make that judgment or that opinion without talking about it, getting experiences about it, talking to other people who are from those areas? It's just an example. We have to talk about it, and we need to get deep about it. And we need to have open discussions about a variety of things in life and stop having this mentality that because it makes you uncomfortable, you just can't have the discussion. Open your mind. Open your mouth. Open your ears. Talk. Listen. Hear a different perspective. And don't become defensive about it or try to be right. Just listen. And be kind. As I end off here, you can say a lot of things about how you feel about things. But if you're always respectful about it, You're always kind-hearted, have good intention towards what you're saying, and you don't create defensiveness in others, you'll often create more open-mindedness in other people. So thank you for listening to this episode of Dr. D's Social Network. And hey, keep listening, because we have to talk about it and we have to listen as well.